Flights at Akron-Canton Airport are still running on schedule for now. The FAA has ordered up to a 10% reduction in flights nationwide due to fatigue and staffing shortages among air traffic controllers caused by the ongoing federal government shutdown. Akron-Canton and Cleveland-Hopkins were initially spared, but Cleveland saw 8 cancellations by late Friday morning. Airport officials warn the impact could grow as delays in other cities ripple through the system. National flight cuts are expected to rise to 10% by next Friday. TSA and air traffic control workers have now gone more than a month without pay. A motorcyclist has died after a crash in Tuscarawas County. Highway Patrol says 47-year-old Michael McHale of Mineral City was northbound on County Road 66 in Union Township Wednesday night when his motorcycle struck a tree that had fallen across the road. The bike overturned and went off the right side. McHale was flown to Akron General Medical Center, where he later died from his injuries. The patrol says he was wearing a helmet. The crash remains under investigation. An Alliance man is facing charges after police say he assaulted several people and threatened his brother with a gun. 37-year-old Jesse Noling allegedly punched his live-in girlfriend in the face Wednesday morning at their North Webb Avenue home while holding a firearm and pushed his brother's girlfriend to the ground, causing injuries. Noling also is accused of pointing a gun at his brother and trying to chamber a round before fleeing. He's charged with domestic violence, assault, aggravated menacing, and having a weapon under disability. Noling has a burglary conviction from 2006. Metalis reported strong third-quarter results with net sales of $305.9 million and net income of $8.1 million, up from $3.7 million in the previous quarter. Adjusted earnings rose to $12 million and earnings improved to $29 million, driven by strong aerospace and defense shipments. The Canton-based steelmaker generated $22 million in operating cash flow, ended the quarter with $191 million in cash, and repurchased $3 million in stock. Metalis expects fourth-quarter results to dip due to normal year-end maintenance, but says new defense contracts position it well for 2026. A statewide missing adult alert has been issued for a Columbiana County man. 47-year-old Michael Arnado left his home on Campbell Road in Hanoverton Wednesday morning and has not been seen since. He is a white male, 5'7", about 150 pounds, with brown hair and gray eyes. Authorities say Arnado is insulin dependent and suffers from memory issues. He may be driving a blue 2016 Hyundai Accent with Ohio plates JLU-4542. Anyone who sees him or the vehicle should call 911 or the Columbiana County Sheriff's Office. The death of a woman found in her cell at the Columbiana County Jail has been ruled an accident caused by a lethal mix of drugs. The coroner says 48-year-old Shannon Marie Heron of East Liverpool died from a combination of diphenhydramine, fentanyl, and methamphetamine intoxication. Her body was found on the morning of June 3rd. Heron had been in custody since May 30th on felony drug charges, including possession of methamphetamine and fentanyl. The sheriff's office says pills were found in her cell, and the case was investigated as a possible overdose. The 7th District Court of Appeals has upheld the prison sentence of Kaisha Madison of Youngstown. The 29-year-old will serve 20 to 24 years for a drunk driving crash that killed 19-year-old Denasha Douglas and injured three others in August of 2023. Authorities say Madison's blood alcohol level was 0.255. The court rejected Madison's claim that her lawyer was ineffective, ruling her sentence was fair. The decision was unanimous by 3 appellate judges. A Warren man has been sentenced to up to 15 years in prison for sex crimes involving a family member. 50-year-old Daniel Ortiz Torres received a sentence of 10 to 15 years Thursday in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court after pleading guilty in September to rape and gross sexual imposition. The abuse happened multiple times between 2015 and 2022 in Youngstown and Warren. The sentence was recommended by both sides and approved by Judge Anthony D'Onofrio. Ortiz Torres was given credit for 452 days already served. Mahoning County commissioners are raising new concerns about the owners of the Southern Park Mall after security guards walked off the job this week. WKBN-TV reports the mall's concourses were locked for several hours Monday after guards reportedly weren't paid. Thursday, Commissioner Carol Righetti called the owners not good stewards for the county or Boardman Township. The mall's owner, Cohan Retail Investments, still owes more than $1 million in property taxes and fees over the past year. A Trumbull County jury has returned a partial verdict in the case of a man accused of sexually assaulting children. 76-year-old Danny McFadden was found guilty on 11 counts of gross sexual imposition. The jury could not reach a verdict on 17 rape charges. Prosecutors say McFadden assaulted 3 victims, including one girl who was abused for years, beginning when she was just 5 years old. His sentencing is scheduled for December 16th. McFadden is being held without bond in the Portage County Jail. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.